Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us on the line is the host of You Better You Bet and the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider calls are brought to you by Bet Rivers. Go check out all the latest line today at BetRivers.net. Nick, how you doing, man? It's Lou, Christian, and Fitzy.
What's going on, guys? How we doing? Happy Football Friday. Let's get after it. Great weekend coming up.
The best weekend of the playoffs, in my opinion, right here. These four games, divisional round. Let's just bang through them. Let's just start with this first game here. The Bengals. Big win. They got a monkey off their back last week, beating the Raiders, but they go to the Titans, who have been sitting at home. And that line, 3.5 right now?
Yep, that's right. Tennessee, a 3.5-point favorite. Total here is 47.5. I said on Friday last week on You Better You Bet, if this number opened, if this was the matchup we got based on how like the results shook out on Wild Card Weekend, if it opened Tennessee less than 3, that was going to be an easy bet. So it opened Tennessee 2.5, so hopefully people were able to get that bet in before it moved to 3. And now sitting at Tennessee minus 3.5. I actually think like the number is perfect here. The side is perfect. I lean towards the over, just thinking that Ryan Tannehill and company, with Derrick Henry back with the offensive line, you know, having the week off, Roger Saffold, their left guard, being able to rest, and A.J. Brown and Julio Jones, and Julio look great in Week 18. I think Tennessee is going to be able to move the football on this game and score some points. And then on the flip side, you have to imagine that Joe Burrow in comeback mode with Chase, Higgins, and Boyd would be able to move the football as well and put some points on the board. So I lean towards the over. I don't love it, but that would be my bet if I had to play the total. As far as the side is concerned, I guess I would lay it with Tennessee, but again, I feel like the number is perfect. So in order to give you guys some stuff that people can actually bet on, let's talk about some props that I like in this
game.
Now, Julio Jones receiving yards has been bet up 8 yards over the course of the last 72 hours. Opened at 38.5. That number was egregiously wrong. Just wrong. I still think it's wrong. Julio looked great in Week 18, and like that's what you wanted to see heading into the postseason. If you like the narrative-y stuff, Julio saying yesterday to the news media, like, we're going to put on a show this weekend. I think he feels good, and I think he's going to play well in this game. So Julio, over 46.5 receiving yards, is one that I'm looking at. And then I have a pair of Ryan Tannehill props that I'm buying, guys. And I think everyone, whether it's the Bengals and Lou Anarumo, their defensive coordinator, or people in the media and fans, going to be focused on Derrick Henry and his return. I think this is a sneaky Ryan Tannehill game through the air, right, with play action. And we know the Titans and Tannehill specifically great with play action. The Bengals this season not good defending play action in the passing game. So Tannehill over 237.5 passing yards. I think that number's too low. And just picture this in your mind's eye, gentlemen. The Tennessee Titans get down by the goal line. Let's say it's first and goal from the two. Who do you think the Bengals are going to try to stop? Derrick Henry. What do you think the Titans are going to do? Little naked boot to RT17, a little Ryan Tannehill anytime touchdown as well. Some prop bets I like for the Titans and the Bengals.
Okay, so we're clear, okay, because I was using all your bets to make my picks, and we both had a bad week.
It happens, man.
Yeah, I know. So we got to make a comeback, right? So let's go, just so I know, so Cincinnati Bengals at Tennessee Titans, +3.5, who you taking, just so I'm clear?
I guess if you have to bet the game now, I would bet Titans -3.5, but like I have Titans -2.5, and you would too if you listen to You Better, You Better.
Okay, all right, so thanks. So that's that game. So let's go to the next one for me. That's the Rams at Tampa. And I didn't think that the Rams would actually be favored in this game, but they are, right? Plus
Tampa's
2.5.
Favored.
Oh, Tampa's favored. Oh, okay, I'm looking at this wrong. Okay, good. So who should I pick in that game?
Well, I don't think we can pick this game right now until we get more injury information.
But for
guys,
me, based on the line that we have, right? Because that's the rules that we're going by, right, guys?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so
sure. Yes, but I know we're talking about the line of the game here, but ready for this segue, guys? Because I'm a professional. We need to talk about the offensive lines for both teams. Boom! All right, so for Tampa, we watched on Sunday in the win over Philadelphia. Tristan Wirfs might be the best right tackle in the league. Center Ryan Jensen both left that game with injury. Bruce Arians saying moments ago on Friday that that both Wirfs and Jensen were held out of activities today, but both are progressing nicely. We don't know if these guys are going to play on Sunday. And for the Los Angeles Rams, we won't get a practice report until the, like, late afternoon, early evening, right?
Yeah.
Out on the West Coast. Andrew Whitworth, their left tackle, who left the game last week on Monday night against the Arizona Cardinals. He had swelling in his leg. Did not practice yesterday on Thursday. So these are potential, like, major injuries here when we look at Aaron Donald lining up over the center. And obviously, if Wirfs is out, the Rams could scheme up Von Miller or Leonard Floyd from that side. And for Tampa, Shaq Barrett going at the side that Andrew Whitworth occupies, right? So these are plays that are going to impact the total potentially here. I would never bet the over right now. So only the under for me until we get updated injury information. I would bet Tampa in the game. I would lay the 2.5 with Tampa.
Okay,
here.
I'm looking for it. I'm looking for Nick.
There it is.
All right,
But what happens, Christian? But what happens if the offensive linemen don't play?
Listen,
the number's going to drop further. You still like it?
Okay, I know, but this is what I have no choice but to make my bets today based on what's going on because they won't let me redo this on Sunday.
All right, take Tampa.
Based on right, take Tampa. All right, yes.
That's take Tampa, the man says. All right. Costos, turn into the Saturday night game, which I think could be absolutely spectacular. The 49ers are the beneficiaries of Mike McCarthy and the worst coaching in the NFL of all time. That was America's team last week. A lot of money on the Niners. Even if Dallas scored, it still comes through. Now this week, they travel to the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field and take on the possible MVP in Aaron Rodgers, who's on a mission. However, the Niners have eaten his lunch in the playoffs the last couple of years. Which way is this going?
Yeah, I actually think there's a case to be made that Kyle Shanahan coached a worse game than Mike McCarthy last week. A brutal in-game, both of them terrible. LaFleur is terrible, too. So we'll kind of see what happens coming up on Saturday night at Lambeau Field. I bet the Niners at 6. I bet that yesterday morning. My take on Monday on You Better You Bet was, if the Niners are going to get back Fred Warner and Nick Bosa, and we didn't even know about the Garoppolo injury at that point, but Garoppolo practices in full the last couple days. Garoppolo is going to start the game coming up tomorrow night. That if the Niners were going to be at full strength, I was going to bet San Francisco. I needed 6 in order to make the bet. Just to get this out there, Nick Bosa, as we do this now, has not yet cleared concussion protocol, but he practiced in full on Thursday. Kyle Shanahan saying that Bosa is tracking to play in the game and he feels good about it. But that's obviously huge to get Nick Bosa back. Something else to consider here is that when the week started, we were focused on the Niners injury report. Is this going to be bad? Is this going to lead to money coming in on the Packers, pushing this up to 6, 6.5, maybe even 7? It's actually the inverse here, where the Packers, despite coming off a bye, they've got a bit of a weird injury report right now. David Bakhtiari, their star all-pro left tackle, didn't play the entire year, then played a couple quarters in Week 18 against the Detroit Lions. He's questionable for this game per Matt LaFleur. Like, that is huge if Bakhtiari can't go. And Marquez Valdes-Scantling is doubtful. He's Green Bay's deep threat. You need him in that passing game, right, to clear things up for Alan Lazard, Davante Adams, Aaron Jones out of the backfield, and et cetera. So at 6, if this number ever goes back up to 6, and like Bosa's playing in the game, I bet San Francisco. I'm curious to see where this line moves in between now and kickoff. Like, if Bakhtiari can't go, if he's ruled out, the Niners are going to take money here. This number may come down. And then I think the question that people have to ask themselves if they have not yet bet the game is, do you want to bet the Packers or not if the number hits like -4? Christian, for your purposes, take the Niners +5.5.
There you go. All right,
take
the final game there, Sunday night. I think maybe the game of the weekend probably should be the AFC title game.
Maybe the game of the year.
Yeah, I mean, fantastic, right? The Bills going to Kansas City. That line is only 1.5 right now, Kansas City. I guess 2 somewhere at some places. But who do you like in this one? We saw what the Bills did last week to the Patriots. We saw what the Chiefs did to the Steelers. Just not sure if the Patriots or Steelers are good teams. But who do you like?
Just want to throw this out there. Whoever wins this game is going to be favored by like a pretty significant amount in the AFC Championship game and probably favored in the Super Bowl against either team that they would play against. So, like, the winner of this game is your new favorite to win the Super Bowl, either Buffalo or Kansas City. I hate to say this, but, like, I have to be honest with everybody. Like, I want to give people the best advice that I can give them. I understand it's the game of the weekend, maybe the game of the year. It's the game that I'm most excited to watch. I feel like picking the winner of this game is like flipping a coin. Like, I could make a strong case for Kansas City. The case is Tre'Davious White's not playing in the game for Buffalo. Buffalo has not really been tested by opposing passing games. 3 games against the Patriots, obviously. Not that Mac can't or won't be great, just that that passing attack confuses no one with the 2007 iteration of the Patriots. So the Bills have not really been tested. Patrick Mahomes is going to test them without Tre'Davious White. On the flip side, strong case to be made for Buffalo. Josh Allen and the Bills are absolutely rolling. I get that the Chiefs defense is playing well, but they ain't going to be able to stop Josh Allen and this passing attack for Buffalo. So I lean towards Buffalo a little bit. I may make a small personal play on Buffalo. Christian, I guess, like, take Buffalo, but I mean, it's literally like a coin flip. If you disagree, take the Chiefs. I could see it going either way. The play that I am going to make in this game, I'm going to play the over. I'm going to go over 54 points, and it's a bit of a scary bet to make. Once you get totals in the mid-50s in the National Football League, like, one thing happens that's bad, and you are screwed. I'll give you an example quickly. Last year, the Chiefs played the Browns in the divisional round. The game where Mahomes gets hurt, Chad Henne comes in and rescues the day. At the end of the first half, Rashard Higgins going into the end zone for Cleveland, fumbles the ball out of the end zone, touchback going the other way. Total was 56, dead in the water. You just lose. So there's risk associated with betting an over on a total this high. I'm willing to assume that risk. I think Mahomes slices and dices and carves up the Bills secondary. On the flip side, I like Josh Allen as well, getting the job done against KC. So I'll take the over in the game, lean for me towards Buffalo, and if I can give out one long shot prop that I like in this game.
Go ahead.
Anytime touchdown variety. Now, Cole Beasley has been operating for much of the year as the Bills' primary slot receiver. He has pretty much been usurped down the stretch of the season, and we saw this last week even, right, by Isaiah McKenzie. And I don't even think there's a quite Patriots fans know him because he tormented them in the regular season game in Foxborough and then played over Beasley last week. McKenzie is, like, objectively better than Beasley. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't know either guy personally. Just, like, McKenzie's better. Isaiah McKenzie plus 525 anytime touchdown, I feel like, is worth beer or pizza money.
All right, he's the host of You Better You Bet and our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Nick, listen, man, thanks for the time. Enjoy the weekend. It should be a lot of fun.
Lou and Christian, appreciate it. And Fitzy, appreciate you guys. Wishing you guys and all your great listeners, Minimal Sweats, Winning Bets, the absolute very best of luck.
All right, I don't know if that helped you out or not, but, you know, maybe there's some prop bets in there that you like, maybe some games that you like. When we come back after this, we will update our NFL postseason bet contest, where we are in the standings, remind you what the bet is all about, and we'll reveal our picks. We'll do it next on Maloney and Fourier with Fitzy.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.